private show. It's the after party.
It's the Sugar Bear in the Morning After Show podcast.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, the after show. Here we go, episode 2. On the internet earlier today, after our show, at the end of the show, and saw something that really disturbed me. I showed it to you guys. I was really tripped off by a human boxing a kangaroo.
Right.
Now, they say kangaroos box. You've seen pictures and videos and stuff like that, you know, because they use their tail to stand upright, right, and they kind of throw these punches. But it seemed to be like in an arena, like it was...
First question.
First question. What?
Was it a white person?
I couldn't tell. Probably. More than likely. I couldn't tell.
It looked like a black person from where I was sitting.
Or maybe someone brown. I don't know.
A Latino, perhaps, boxing a donkey.
A kangaroo. Well,
a kangaroo. My
not
bad.
A donkey. That'd be different.
They got the donkey show in Mexico. Why not the kangaroo boxing match?
This is ridiculous. We shouldn't, as humans, get in the ring with a damn kangaroo. It looked like the kangaroo was actually trained. What world do we live in where it was a spectacle, people standing around watching a kangaroo box?
Look, we live in a capitalist environment. People are going to do whatever they can to make money. And you know what? Sadly, there's a lot of people in this world, and specifically in this country, more importantly, in this state, and really in this city, even though this didn't happen in Sacramento, where we're recording this, that would watch a human box a kangaroo.
Would you guys get paid $100 to box kangaroo if you had no money?
No.
Kangaroo. If you had $0 and some guy came up to you 100? And said, hey, would you box this kangaroo for $100?
Nah, man.
And you needed the money. You had no other ways of income.
Let me tell you why, because I'm going to leave with injuries that are going to cost more money than I'm going to make.
Not if you dodge a kangaroo.
Hell no.
Have you ever tried to dodge a kangaroo?
No, I've never been to Australia. I'm never going there.
Well, you can go to the zoo. I'm sure the SAC zoo
is... A kangaroo will fuck you up.
You don't know that.
Watch
a kangaroo
video.
Ain't no joke. When you see the video, now we have to post it because it kicked the dude that was trying to box it, and it was a referee. What kind of shit
so
is
how
that?
How does a referee communicate to a kangaroo?
I don't know.
With Aborigine clicks?
See, give me an example. Go.
I'm not.
What Aboriginal culture is down in Australia? Why is that wrong to say that?
How does it sound?
I am not doing that.
Yes,
you're not going to trap my ass.
I don't know what
that
is. I don't know what it sounds like.
What's Aboriginal click?
Go check out some Google videos because you know what it is. No,
we're talking. We're talking Australian here.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Shook can totally do it. He has more right away.
I can do it. What do you mean I can do it?
Now that's racist.
That is racist.
That's really racist.
No, because he's closer to the Aboriginal culture than I am.
Well, damn.
I'm just saying. You guys need to read more books, man.
How do I
know about that and y'all don't?
Aborigine clicks. Shout out to... if you're from Australia right now and you're rocking this, leave a comment, please.
Just
We'd love to. Okay.
And leave it in Aborigine.
No, please don't do that. But we will post this video so you can kind of see
it.
I'll post it. You don't want to see it? It was
ridiculous.
It's ridiculously fascinating.
You know why? Because on your feed itself, it goes between kangaroo fights and bitches twerking to like some random, you know, mixer making some food.
You
like
do
food.
Have a lot of random ass shit on your
and
Facebook.
And then he claims
feed.
Like, well, I don't know why this ass is on my feed,
it's
dog.
What you click the like button
No,
on.
It's a lot of the people. Remember, I have over close to 5,000 people on my
right.
feed.
So remember
and
this
I'm,
also.
And I'm on their page. They see my page. They like my stuff. I like some of their stuff. All
know,
of that clicks up on
just,
my page.
We know how the algorithm works, bro. You can't hustle us.
There's some little hussies all over his timeline.
There's no hussies. And it is some food on there. Cooking, though.
To his credit, he's met these hussies at some point in your life.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm
okay.
talking about the twerk videos. You know how he's like, I don't know why is he...
Oh, yeah, like the Brazilian chicks.
Yeah, why are these butt cheeks on my timeline right now? I don't know what's happening.
It has nothing to do with my clicks. I all the hussies yeah. that I share are the ones that I know back home in Phoenix.
That's my point. He knows these bitches.
The girls that was like, I hate this dude, and put up a picture. Remember that picture? Remember that from my friend who... posted a thing about him cheating, and the next day she was with him, or the next week or something
those
like that.
Those girls crack me up. The ones on Facebook that are posting pictures of their squeezed up cleavage saying, I don't know why he left me. Like, just stop hoeing on Facebook. Maybe that's why he left you. He got tired of you showing her your goods to everyone else.
You know, speaking of hoes.
Damn.
Where are you going, okay. Taylor Swift?
No, actually, I want to talk. Someone that mentioned like she that's a whole nother topic
okay,
about
yeah.
her being demonic and stuff, which I kind of believe. Anyways, speaking of hoes, did you guys see those grease theories that are running wild on the internet? It like started on Reddit and people are now
Grease the movie, you mean?
Yes, Grease the movie.
Okay.
And why I said speaking of hoes, because that's what Sandra D ends up being at the end of the movie.
She's not a hoe.
A little bit of a hoe.
She dated, she didn't give up the skirt.
You don't know that.
In the movie,
we
she did
didn't
not give
see all
skirt.
The deleted scenes.
She did not have beauty sex with Dumb Jock.
Beauty
school dropout. Okay, let's not get off track.
Look at me. I'm Sandra D.
I like Kanicki.
Anyways, Kanicki, he's dead, by the way.
A hickey from Kanicki's like a Hallmark card.
Ayo!
But what's the story?
R.I.P. Jeff Conway.
He died?
He been dead. He was all over them celebrity rehabs and stuff. He had like that crack cocaine.
Leave him alone.
He dead. Anyways.
Can you get to the theory? What is the theory?
Well, dead is a great, you know, segue to the theory.
Anyways.
The theory is that Greece is actually Sandy. There's multiple theories, but the main one is that Sandy's actually dead. Ugh. Sandy being Olivia Newton-John's character. And remember at the beginning of the how they met is Danny Zuko, played by John Travolta, rescues her from drowning at a beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the theories are saying is that she's actually dead, and this is like her imagining that's in like some sort of coma.
Oh man!
And that the reason why all this like happy ending just out of nowhere is because she's actually dead. And then the end part where they ride off into the sky in a red car,
yeah,
is her going to heaven.
Oh Lord!
No, but this is like this is trending all.
This
over
has
social
you
media.
Thinking too about it.
Yeah, I can't lie. I thought about
really?
It. It makes sense.
I could get two scoops about damn Kanicki or what's her name?
Sandy.
Sandy D or Sandy B.
Why are you acting like you haven't watched it? You told us you watched
it. I have.
I
watched it, but I can give right now, like in this present day life that I'm living right now, I give a damn about Greece.
Okay. That's how I felt about the kangaroo, so go ahead.
Okay, cool. Then we even, but I mean, for these
for
theorists.
The record, I've cared about both of you guys' subjects this morning.
But
I don't have one yet.
No, but the it's everywhere about this theory that you were saying, and
dude,
people are all over
it.
I don't understand.
It is a cult classic movie.
Yeah,
it is, and so people love this movie. There's conventions and shit and whatnot. Of course, people, if you come up with something that makes sense about it, people always look for a reason to rehash something in regards to something they loved, going back and finding something new to talk about.
But my point is, you could do this about any movie. You could go back to any old movie and come up with a theory like, I bet you this meant that his dad, when he was young, used to make a grilled cheese sandwich, and now it's not. And now he's a psycho, and he's walking around killing people, chasing white people through the woods.
You've been reading about Charles Manson a little too much.
Yeah. Well, look at this. Jim Jacobs, who wrote both the original book and the musical with Warren Casey, has commented on the theory, saying that Sandy was very much alive. He accepted that there are many differences between the book and film, but it seems one particular aspect is enough for debate, so she
Boom.
Was not dead.
There it is.
So that's
we
that's,
let
that
it go.
Is.
So let's talk
put
about
that to rest.
Let's talk about what the movie is really about then. That you can get ahead if you kind of become a little more slutty. That's what it's really about.
No, it's about don't drop out of beauty school.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that's a very small portion of the movie. First
and also
of all.
To have protected sex. Remember when Rizzo almost thought she was pregnant?
I don't remember that, but
what? Really?
What? That's like a key part of the movie.
Listen,
yeah,
okay,
she's over there
awful
singing.
At this.
Can we talk about something
about being pregnant without singing about being pregnant? Like they were so good at masking that back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like if you were pregnant, you got sent away for 9 months,
and
then you were brought back into town. My mom said like it was
that's
so weird. She would have like friends that would just go missing, like just missing straight up, and then they come back to school.
Had a baby.
But you go look back at the movie. Then they completely slut shame Rizzo the whole movie.
They do.
They slut shame her, and they make Sandy out to be this perfect, beautiful angel. But in reality, she's not that person. And the little bit more slutty side, all of a sudden, she gets the guy.
That's about
this
right.
This mirrors
though.
Real life, guys.
No, it really does. That could be the reason why I'm
Amber
still
Rose got Wiz Khalifa. I mean, she,
Amber Rose got.
I mean, think about it that way.
Lineup.
Let's start here first. Amber Rose got Kanye West because he fell in love with a stripper.
She was did used to be a stripper.
He pulled her off a pole.
Well,
I mean,
shout out to Amber
something
Rose.
Like
shout
that.
Out to the strippers out there making that money. I mean, more money than we'll ever make in our entire life. They make it in one night.
Yeah, true. And shout out Amber Rose making our podcast 2 weeks in a row.
Dude, I don't knock her hustle.
You guys are just thinking about them titties.
No,
she
not at all.
She got nice titties. Yeah.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, the after show. Thank y'all for rocking with episode 2.
Dos.
Talking about Rizzo and Grease, which I don't know why I'm fighting kangaroos, which Yaya has no interest in.
Zero.
At all.
Nope.
All right. Well, what you want to talk about? What's something new? Bring up something new if you want to talk about.
Tell me something good.
I don't even know where to go with it, honestly.
What happened? You want to talk about, let's talk about the scene in the show Atlanta.
N-word. Okay, we need to discuss this. If you are not black, if you are not even a quarter black, even if you are a quarter black and you look more white, you might want to refrain from using the N-word. Why? Because it's not something that you want to do in public. You know what? You'll probably lose your life.
Or private, really.
Well, no, people do it in private all the time.
That doesn't mean you should do it.
We have that one friend that feels the need to drop the N-word all the time just because he grew up in the hood. And he says, I called my friends that all the time. Well, not every black person is your friend, buddy. Don't drop the N-word. And I hear kids that are teenagers using the N-word. If I hear that in front of me, that shit gets shut down. I look at them. Two little Mexican kids, excuse me, a.k.a. beaners. I can say that because I'm Mexican. Will be dropping the N-word in Walmart or something. I'll straight up turn around and act like I'm 46 and be like, are you black?
Yeah, but
I asked them that. Are you black? Are you half black? No. Then why are you dropping the N-word?
Talk about the scene in the show real quick. There's a new show, Atlanta, on FX starring Childish Gambino.
Yeah, great show. And there's a scene when there's a guy that works at a white guy that works at a record company.
No, he works at a radio station.
At a radio station, But Childish Gambino is trying to get him to play the song. So they hadn't seen each other in a while. They caught up with each other. So the white guy is telling Childish Gambino, I forgot his name in the show, a story about a party or something. And it's Flo Rida, this, that, and the other. And the white guy's, you know, telling him the story is like, and Flo Rida and how to tell him, why'd you play two, you know, Flo Rida songs in a row? And he was like, and I said, should I say it?
I don't know.
It's on the podcast.
He said, and I was like, nigga, are you serious? And this is the white guy saying it. I'm watching this on.
To a black guy. Charles Gambino.
Right. And his face kind of was looking like.
Did you really just. You
really
said
okay.
That?
And he kind of kept it moving or whatever. And then fast forward in another scene, they see this white guy, Childish Gambino's with his cousin or his boys.
Yeah.
Who's a little rough around the edges. Mm-hmm.
And they're black.
Yeah. And so he tells the white guy, hey, tell me that story again. Say, what was that about Flo Rida? So he tells it again, but he didn't use
the N-word.
Because, you know, his boys were a little bit black, this, that, and the other. So I don't know what empowers someone not of color to use it in front of certain people, but not in front of others. Let me say this as the black guy in the room.
There's two. Jay's black too.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes.
Got a little Oreo in him. There's words, you can give words power. Understand the significance around the word nigga. Let me just say that. There's a nigga, however you want to say it. There's a lot of history behind the word. I get it. Nowadays, it's used as a term of endearment. Mm-hmm. That's why you heard a little Mexican boy say it. They use it as a term. That's like saying, what's up, homeboy? What's up, dog? What's up, my nigga? They use that like it's nothing. And for them, they don't understand the history of it, so I get why they use it. Now, I'm not going to get the person that gets mad because they say it, because, and I don't know if you're one of those people who disagree with me, that's cool. I'm not going to give it that much power for them because they're using it the wrong way. If there's a right way to use it, but they're using it just like it's a term of endearment. I don't trip off it, like a slang word, right? Now, if you use it as a weapon, then that's different. Because when you say it, when you hear N.W.A. in your car, when he's saying it, right, and you sing along with it.
That's music. It's totally different.
That's music. But I'm saying it's the word. It's what power does
it
have?
No, but it's totally different. It's music.
But is it used as a weapon? That's the point. Because if it's used as a weapon.
It depends on the song. But like.
If a white person rapped about it in a song, how would it be used? Eminem never says it.
No, he
doesn't. But if he said it, it would be used a certain way,
and that
right?
was my next point is, while you're saying like nobody that's. If you're not black, you shouldn't use the word. That's basically the theory,
you shouldn't
right?
be using it in daily conversation the way we hear it all the time.
And we do hear it all the time, and you hear it from other minorities, though. The thing about it is, being white is while other minorities maybe look down for saying it, if you say it and you're white, it's a whole nother level of, what did you just say?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because of the origin of the word and how it was used by white people well before any of us were born.
Right.
And by some white people in the South still, crying out loud.
Yes.
And so that's like extra, like, it's so when it's a white person
it's a sensitive
in this show,
yeah,
that's why it's extra. You know
but
what I
culturally
mean?
Culturally speaking, I think like, say somebody like Paul Wall were to drop it, nobody would think anything because of where he grew up. You know what I'm saying?
But
like in general conversation, if he's sitting there with Bumby and he like, you know, says it, nobody's going to really say anything to him because he's part of that
culture.
He's
got a pass.
Okay. But if you're from Sacramento, I don't care if you grew up in the hood in Sacramento. I don't care if you grew up in the hood in Phoenix. Like, what are you doing saying that word? Like, I don't get it. I understand with music.
But hold on. Wait a minute. If you're saying if you grew up in the hood, what does it? Because why does he get a pass for?
Right.
Because he's from Humble.
And it's
just because it's like, if you're going to play more on your white card than you are your hood card, you need to pick one or the other. Don't try and play both fields. And I feel like if somebody were to drop that word multiple times in front of you, Suge, that you would feel some kind of way. You're not going to get mad, but you're going to be like, DJ, did you just hear this kid drop this N-word a bunch of times? You would totally do that.
Well, it depends.
If it didn't bother you.
I think you are a product of your environment. That's true. And the person that you guys are speaking around that I know I've heard this said several times, I understand he's a product of that. However, he overextends it, in my opinion. He uses it quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that, to me, bothers me a little bit. But I do understand if you're a product of your environment. I remember moving from Detroit, Michigan to Phoenix, being there a year and went back to visit in Detroit, and they said I sounded white. Well, now I moved from from Detroit to an area that's a little bit different and diverse.
Not
so
quite
guess
as
what?
Urban.
I speak a little differently now. It's been a year, but I don't sound white. You know what I'm saying? I was a product, quote unquote, of my environment. So, but if you're using it, overextending and doing too much, if you're not of color and using that word, that's when you're going to raise people's eyebrows like, yo, bruh. What are you doing? Like, you should be conscious. You know what I hate more than anything? I'm sorry I'm on the soapbox. If you are black and you use this in front of a bunch of white people, that word, all the time, that bugs me to no end.
Why?
It just does. Because you should use and pick and choose.
So know how to articulate.
Articulate how you say. You shouldn't be using that word in front of white people. That's what they think about us anyway.
Right.
So why you use that in front of them? You know what I mean? Now, again, the person that we're speaking of indirectly, I would feel comfortable saying in front of him, probably because he says it so much too.
He says it more than you've ever said in your life.
He was doing it at the house for a while, and just in case he's listening, love you, kid. But he kept saying it at the house, and everybody was in the room, and I'm like, are you black? Like, I straight up looked at him and said it out loud. Because I'm like, if you feel comfortable with saying it so much out loud, I'm going to ask you out loud if you're black, because I don't understand why you would say that so many times. Like you said, okay, in casual passing, once or twice, understand it, but like every single sentence is like, bro, what are you doing? Like, what? Why are you going this route?
What's your thoughts, Jay? Being the white guy in the room, that is in your environment. You're a product of your environment in a lot of ways.
And I was a product of that environment where a lot of my friends growing up said it. It was always looked down upon that you're white, you can't say it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how
you
many
don't
black,
get a pass. It doesn't matter how many black people you know.
And that's the thing, white people, honestly, on a general consensus, we don't get a pass. Some people will give certain people a pass, but generally speaking, no, we don't get a pass.
Right.
I think Latinos, Asians, while it may be looked down upon, they get more of a pass. White people, no pass because of the origin of the word.
Right. Yeah, and in itself, honestly, I guess I said all that to say this. If someone whoops your ass because you dropped the N-bomb and you're not black, guess what? You asked for it. I'm sorry. Like, if that happens, you kind of asked for it. Like,
it's just something as a Caucasian you should avoid. Let's just put a bow on it right there.
Caucasian,
if you're
white. Mexican, I don't understand why Mexican kids do it either.
But as a Caucasian, I'm just telling you, it's going to be way worse.
On videos, there's white girls that say it too.
I've seen that on Instagram.
Can we talk about that
if
real quick?
I ever have a son that uses that word in front of me, you're going to get the strongest backhand to the back of your head every time.
That's a good point.
Every
teaching the kids,
you're not doing
you know
that
what I mean?
Me.
The significance
women
of the
women that talk with a certain slang, that is the most unattractive thing ever.
What do you mean?
Like, well, there's the classic example, the white woman dropping the N-bomb.
That's wrong, yeah.
But, that bothers you.
But not just white women, any woman of
any
race.
Well, I talk
race.
With slang, so you're telling me?
Yeah, but you don't drop like the N-bomb.
No, hell no.
No, you don't talk with like, I'm trying to sound hood fabulous. Like.
Right.
You think, again, overextending.
But when it's women, it's extra unattractive.
Right.
Especially when you're an attractive woman and you're talking
that way. Oh, my God.
Yeah. When you talk
like,
a little bit more.
There's a level of being a woman, and this is just my perspective, and being able to speak with slang or cussing, and it's not unattractive.
Yeah. Right.
But it's the overextension. Oh, my God.
Some people do that. I mean, like you said, you see it on videos all the time. Sugar Bear in the Morning, the after show. Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 2. Interesting conversation about the N-word. If you agree or disagree, that's cool. That's what it's about. We're having a conversation about it.
Yeah, and
leave the comments.
If you say that word in front of me and you're not black, I am going to ask you if you're part black. Just to make sure. I just want to make sure that you're culturally handling it correctly. I can't wait until that happens in front of you guys. Well, Jay's seen me do it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And
it was
hella awkward for everyone else except for me because I'm sitting here making eye contact. But, like, Shook, you would die laughing the way I do it. Like, it's
die.
Just
that's
side.
A great transition.
Like, just side.
But, Shook, I think me and him both have a theory. We were talking about this earlier today. I think our girlfriends are plotting our deaths.
Oh,
oh my God.
I would say so too, honestly. If they're watching as many crime shows and crime scene investigation shows on how to get away with murder.
Discovery ID.
Hi, sweetheart.
Is the worst channel that has ever been invented.
Okay, babe, I found somebody who was on my level with
this. Oh my gosh.
Now, I will say there's some interesting programming on there. I couldn't even deny that, but I just don't want to watch it every day.
I've never seen it, honestly. The only shows that I watched that was Snapped, the caller that said that this morning, I watched that like maybe about 6 or 7 times, but I'm sitting there folding laundry all messed up just
Real
looking
life.
At the TV like, yeah. Bitches do this? Yeah. This is crazy. People be like, tripping. I'm in shock.
No, and that is something that, when overconsumed, is a little bit scary.
Yeah, because you're like, yo, she's missing that. And just to be funny, like, I watch these shows. I know what guys do. I know what's going on. Like, come on now.
That's like something my mother does. She watches like these novelas where somebody goes out to a nice little dinner, and then as they're walking to their car, somebody grabs them and chokes them out and throws them in the trunk. And you're like, Mom, that doesn't happen in real life. I go home and I go to sleep and I wake up at 3 a.m. like that.
But that's the thing.
It's the same thing with ID.
No, that's the exactly. Yeah. And so now they get this all rattled in their brain that every time you go to a gas station, someone's going to knock you out, rape you, and murder you every time you go to a gas station. No, that's not normal. That happens once every 10 years.
And they even show whenever they're watching soap operas or something like that. Women, I love you. I love you, ladies. But sometimes you just live too much inside the soap operas. Like, if you don't answer a text message within the first 5 seconds, they're like, what are you doing? Why aren't you answering
Who
me?
You fucking?
Who are you with?
Don't
like,
be that way, please.
Stop it.
It's scripted.
Yeah.
Stop. It's not reality.
Oh, they fuck up so many lives.
Some of those shows, and I know because I can hear her talking to listening to this right now, babe, just be quiet for a second in your head. Some of the stuff I do like. There is some of it because they'll show actual clips and you'll hear actual recordings of 911 calls, stuff like that.
So morbid.
That stuff is a little compelling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a little morbid, whatever. But I just, like you said, I just don't want to watch it every day. I'd rather watch SportsCenter. I want to know if Serena Williams got beat.
You're just trying to watch out Serena Williams' cake.
No, I want to see if my Arizona Cardinals is going to win or what's the line on it or whatever.
Fuck
stuff
SportsCenter.
Like that.
I'd rather watch anything other than Discovery ID.
You would
ID.
Only watch WWE on repeat.
Okay, that's a whole
that
different
would be
thing.
Your guilty pleasure.
If,
huh?
That's a guilty pleasure for sure, but I'm talking about if it's Discovery ID or paint drying to a fucking symphony, let's watch paint drying to that fucking symphony real quick.
Much rather than
my hate for the Discovery ID channel is it's real.
Yeah, but your lady absolutely hates WWE.
There you
now.
Go. So exactly. It's an exchange,
it was,
right?
It was cute. Here's the funny thing about it. The funniest thing about this whole situation is that the first couple weeks that she moved in, she was all about it. She was sitting there really attentive, just
checking
watching
it
TV.
Out.
I wouldn't even give
she
it
goes,
2 weeks.
Wait, though. let me just. So that person did this to that. And she was like so about it because she just wanted to be a part of his life. And then after the third week, she goes, I can't do this shit anymore. I don't want to. You know, it was that honeymoon
back
stage.
Back to murderers and rapers.
The honeymoon stage of the relationship was over. Oh, she's like, shit. I don't give a shit about your WWE. I am not watching that
back
anymore.
To murderers and rapers every
oh my
fucking day.
God. So I just thought it was hilarious how she gave it a good shot. But I was like, I wonder when this is going to wear out.
But
I
it was
really
funny.
Was like, I can't.
But
it's
like I was telling you
it.
Guys. So now, like, I used to watch the WWE Network every night before bed. I'd fall asleep to it.
Right.
I can't do that anymore. So when she texted me last night, I'm not going to be home. She, it was her dad's birthday. She's like, I'm not going to be home till after 11. Oh my gosh.
It was like Christmas.
I got into that bed so Lord damn Jesus. Quick. Fired up the Apple TV like, what will I be watching tonight?
Yeah, WWE.
And seeing with us with that channel, if I'm watching sports, she'll check out right away. You know, unless it's her Raiders playing, then she'll check it out. Yeah. But more than likely, I'm watching sports or something of the like, or something we recorded, because we'll have to say, hey, let's sit down and watch a show that we like together that we recorded, that's taped or whatever. So we'll do that. Otherwise, she'll go in the back room. And I'll stand in front and watch sports or vice versa. But
isn't it so hard to find something to watch with your significant other? Like,
no, because I haven't
things.
Had a significant other in 10 years.
Okay,
so I
but, when you, but,
you
when, but when y'all did.
No.
Let's see, 10 years ago, what was popping on TV?
Ghost Hunters.
Damn.
What? Ghost Hunters is dope. You know why? Because all that freaky shit that you don't know what's happening in your house, like shit dropping and noises when you're by
this
yourself.
It's just like Discovery ID.
No, it's not. Because we... No, seriously. There's definitely some crazy shit going on in our house that we live in right
it's
now.
It's your dog.
No, he's right next to me when I'm hearing noises and shit.
Nah, see, you scaring the damn dog because I get home last night. She's watching Ghost Hunters in the room. The dog is outside of the room.
What? That's because he pissed me off. That's why. He was in trouble, so I told
you
him
to sure
get down.
You sure didn't sense nothing was going on? Was
no,
there some boogity woogity going on?
There's definitely cuckoos in our house.
Hold on, wait. So what?
Boogity woogity.
Oh my God. I forgot what TV show that
is. No, you know what's crazy?
What?
I just felt a breeze under the door. Is the back door open? Yo,
that's what you get for making fun of me.
No, I'm not. Maybe that's somebody opened the back door. Because there's making, a breeze. You feel that?
Yeah, I felt the breeze too.
That's what you get for making fun
of
me.
Yo, that's got to be outside.
No, that's what you get for making fun of me.
Check. I want to check.
Y'all are about to. Go ahead.
Is the door open?
Yeah, hold on. Your mic extends really long. Pause.
Door's not open.
Yo, the door's
that's
not open.
That's what y'all get for making fun of me. I told you, there's some creepy ass shit going on in this world.
Or that's just the air conditioning kicking on.
Yeah. No, highly doubt
always
it.
Always that.
Because the air never kicks on in here like that.
Yo,
it never does. That you know was. That this is
look,
your
look,
office.
Look, the napkin. It could be the air conditioning. The napkin's
it's
moving
the
over
damn
here.
Air conditioning.
Okay. Ah. That's interesting.
Y'all, y'all wanted to go ahead and fuck around and make fun of my ghost hunting show, right?
Okay. What you think? The ghost of Introvision Pass just came the fuck up?
The ghost of everyone that doesn't get paid.
Dude, we just felt.
That's
you
a lot
feel
of ghosts.
Wait, is it still? Oh, it's still there. So I think it could be the air conditioning.
Okay. Well, but anyway, see, look, he's already believing in that shit, and he didn't even.
No,
even take
I was just aware. I'm just.
But no,
just
I don't like go watching near that it. Stuff because I've had some crazy stuff happen to me before, and I actually brought a picture so I could show you guys. And it's not something what? That's. No, I swear to God. So whenever I was about 17 or 18, this close friend of mine passed away in a car accident. And the girls had this prom that we were all getting ready for. So they decided to turn off the TV, take a picture in front of this TV. And when they got the pictures developed, like 6 months later, they saw this in the center of the TV. What does it say?
Joe?
Yes. You see that? TV was off. This is back when you had a developed
are we sure the TV
wait, what?
Was
swear
off?
To Jesus Christ.
It says.
This is Joe right in the middle of that. That's why I watch Ghost Hunters, because I have that kind of stuff happening in my life.
Wow.
Yes. So he basically wanted everybody to know that he was coming back around. You
hold
know what
on.
I mean?
Let me see that again.
Okay, go ahead. Try
so,
it.
So explain this again. Somebody. Yeah.
Okay. So
wait, you're not in this picture.
No, I'm not. So the girls.
They lying to you.
The girls basically lined up in front of the TV and the mom was like, turn the TV off real quick. So they turn mm-hmm. off the TV, snap the picture. Film gets developed not even 6 months later. And that's what they see in
wow.
the center
and
of
Joe
the TV.
Joe was in the middle of the screen.
It just says in big block letters, Joe. Like, if you have to deny that, there's something wrong with you. Because there's no way to make that up back in 2002.
Sure there is.
No, there isn't. How did the film developer do that?
They could have been lying about turn off the TV, and it could have been a show called Joe that came on.
Can you look it up on your phone right now? Look it up on your phone right now. Like, just
maybe the developer of the film was named Joe, and he played his joke, and he
there's no way to do that. Y'all know there's no way to do that. Absolutely not.
You might be right there. That one's kind of a trip.
That's a phenomenon right there. So that's why I like Ghost Hunters.
I understand. I understand that. Yeah. Here's why, because I speak. We've spoken about this before, y'all. Orbs. If you don't know what orbs are,
oh, yeah.
Look them up. What it is.
It's called a reflection.
No, mm-hmm. There's a light that shows up randomly in your pictures. It's usually normally near your head or something or somewhere around you, but orbs are spirits mm-hmm. of other people who have passed on in your life that are showing and exposing themselves while you're taking a picture as protection. Yep. Angels, if you will.
Yep.
And someone had to tell me that a medium, told me about orbs, and I saw them a lot. You've never seen an orb?
Pause.
I've seen an
was
orb.
There any Joe shows in 2002?
Yes, plenty of them. Average Joe
you
on Fox.
You fucking liar.
Average Joe
you're
on
such
Fox.
A fucking liar. Fucking liar. Anyways, go ahead, Shug.
So, no, orbs, I was told by a medium that, you know, these orbs show up, and they can be in pictures, and then uh-huh. I start seeing them a lot. And because I always thought it was an exposure thing. Like, what's wrong with the picture? What's wrong with the picture? But it was actually
it was
an orb.
I got the fucking paranormal investigators with me now.
No,
yeah, you know
I'm
what? I cannot wait until something comes
alert.
And haunts his ass. Like, I really hope something does. Like, I really do. So that way
I don't
can believe
to be haunted,
in it a little
Jay.
Bit.
I, don't think
I
that's
do.
Fun.
Appreciate that.
Just so we could, like, so we can appreciate it a little bit more for, like, 2 months, just get haunted. Straight up. Because this lady
hauntings
believes in that
don't
shit.
Last. Well, she's Latina. Of course she has.
No,
it's like a rite of passage.
No, it's not.
Comes
not
with
at
the
all.
Territory.
But what I'm saying is, I really
never
hope
met
happens
a Latin person, Mexican, doesn't matter what the nationality is, that doesn't believe because of, you know, spiritual beliefs.
There's a lot of ones that don't.
Like who?
I
bet you Rosie Perez does.
Yeah, I mean, because of the kukui. Can you speak to that? That's what the kukui is not real.
It's a kukui.
You know what the kukui is,
don't
you?
I actually don't know what the
kukui is. It's not real, but as kids, they're shown or taught.
Is that like
from a guy that dates nothing but Latin women, he's going to tell me he doesn't know what the kukui
is? Is that the same thing as the chupacabra? I know what the chupacabra is.
Sure, same idea.
Same family?
Same they cousins,
fun,
yeah.
Guys.
The chupacabra and the kukui are the cousins. They hang out together.
Y'all better watch out. Spirits everywhere. So make fun of them. They're going
to
come after you.
No,
hold on. We're going to change the name of the podcast to J Mars and the Ghostbusters.
So we Ghostbusters now?
Yeah.
No, if you believe in higher beings and spirits and stuff, some people don't. Some people do. You don't, obviously.
No, I do.
Okay, you do. But the Ghostbusters
show. Not on this podcast. He doesn't.
What's the show?
Ghost Hunters. No, I don't believe in certain things that are being discussed.
You don't believe this damn picture?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's
right
there.
I think your
friends
was lying to you.
What do you mean they were lying?
The
picture was off. Do you want me to call them
right
now?
Is behind that TV talking about punk.
Okay, see, that's how I know he's just being a dickhead.
It's Kutcher, by the way.
He's
only
just being a dick.
It's Kutcher.
Yeah. It's Kutcher.
It's Kutcher. His name is not Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
He just called him Ashton. Can we be done? I'm done.
Ashton Kutcher. Okay. Music. Yeah. It's Ashton Kutcher. No, it's Kutcher, bro.
All right. Whatever it is. All right. Sugar Bear in the Morning, the after show. Hope you really enjoyed this. We talked about ghosts, the N-word.
Twerking.
Twerking.
Grease.
Who?
Grease. Boxing kangaroos.
Boxing kangaroos.
And we didn't say dick until just now.
No. Damn. Lies. You said it earlier.
You can't. No, yeah, you did.
He always says dick
what
in his mouth.
What did I say dick in regards?
Y'all just missed
when
that.
When did
totally.
I spew dick? Hold on.
You had dick in your mouth within the first 10 minutes.
Wow.
What did I say?
You said something.
Y'all
with dick
stop.
In it.
Y'all need to stop.
I'm gonna have to
see. Now this
back.
Is gonna be a thing when y'all say the word at least once.
What dick?
Dick.
See,
say
I'm
it.
Not saying it this
say
time.
It.
Nope.
Say it.
Nope. Not today.
Hit him again,
be a Richard.
Jay.
I love y'all. With
don't
it.
Be a Richard.
Hit him again.
Don't, no, you don't hit the recorder. You say dick and we're out.
No. If I say dick and we're out.
There it is.
There we go. Bye.